certain things change, others don't. Plastic remains plastic, and your mother continues to mother you. A tree, however, that can change. He starts as a little twig and ends up as an oak tree many years later. A full cigarette will turn into a pile of ashes and become a roach. The sea changes too. She engulfs the beach and then, at low tide, pulls back. Like a teenager looking for the safety of the own bedroom during yet another existential crisis. Some say a city can change as well. And those same some claim that Rotterdam has changed. In the past years, the city got done more and more. It leads to many things. Wealth, for example. But at the same time, Rotterdam ranks extremely high on the list of poorest areas in the Netherlands. Bospolder Tussendijk, the neighborhood that you will walk through later on, is a poor neighborhood, according to the statistics and the clichés. But that neighborhood should also be subject to this change, according to those same sum. Because flood is flood everywhere. My name is Michiel Cox. I moved to Rotterdam 2.5 years ago. By accident, actually. Meanwhile, I adjusted well. I'm impolitely direct sometimes. And whenever I run over the Erasmus Bridge, my heart fills with pride. I do remain on a regular basis, almost constantly, actually, unintelligible for many locals. Oh, and what's important as well, I can talk to concrete. I can bring iron to life and interview them. That way, I already found out that this little house, the Zakkendragershuisje, enjoys looking across the water. He loves the way the water never stands still and looks at the overgrowth on the shores. So it won't be the people of Bospolder Tussendijk who I will give the floor to speak about changes and novelties. No, I will look for the stories of the buildings, the tunnels and bridges, the piles and squares. They've been here for a long time and know the story of the neighborhood. Their old eye will be refreshing that, I believe. Welcome to Tales of Stone.